I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there everyone, welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bellis.
And, well, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you know about progression servers?
Are you talking like gear progression servers, or are you talking something different?
I'm talking something a little different. Well, you know about the big craze for nostalgia right now, right?
Yeah. WoW, vanilla, that sort of crap, yeah.
Right. And, well, there's basically two different types of vanilla servers. First, you got your classic vanilla server, which is basically like what has been described for WoW Classic. It's, at least from what I've heard, it's not a progression server. The idea is you go back, you play this content as it was back then, same systems, all that, and that's it.
Okay.
And that's fine. For people that are completely stuck on the whole nostalgia thing, that's awesome. There's been a lot of, what do you call those servers? The private servers?
Mm-hmm.
For various MMOs, a lot of them will jump on board that and they'll do vanilla style, or they'll lock themselves down as far as like Wrath of the Lich King when it comes to World of Warcraft, because that was the peak of the game, right? I think pretty much everyone can agree on that. Or some of them only go as far as Burning Crusade and that sort of thing. But most of them, they think, you know, vanilla servers, there's no flying. You know, no, you can fly on the flying mounts, and that's the flying trade routes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The flight paths, and that's it. There's no actual flying mounts, that sort of thing.
Right.
A progression server is different. It's like where they open up a brand new server on a game so that people can start fresh, but it's exactly as the game was when it opened, usually. You'll have a cap of where the very first level cap was.
Okay.
Maybe you only have access to the races and classes that were in at that time. Sometimes not. And then every so often, they'll add new content in. Like after 4 to 6 months, they'll add in the first expansion. Then another 4 to 6 months later, they add the next one, and so on and so on. So that you can start over like it was, more or less, when the game started, and work your way through the content pretty quickly. Not waiting 2 years or so for a new expansion. You're only waiting a few months.
Okay.
And you just roll until you catch up with the regular content.
I'm still waiting to hear the attraction.
And the thing is, a lot of people feel that way. They don't think this as a very interesting concept. And moreover, they think it's a spitting in the eye of the original idea of a vanilla server.
Well, my take on it is, I've already done that. I don't want to start over and do it all again. Because everything I worked for the first time, I don't have access to it the next time. Or when we start over. Why would I do that? Why would anybody do that? Nostalgia is a powerful thing. But it only goes so far. Screw that.
It actually has been popular. I mean, a lot of people are really waiting hard for WoW Classic.
But that's different. They intend to keep it as is. They don't intend to add the expansions to it.
I know. That's what I was trying to say. A lot of people are waiting for that, but a lot of people really jumped on board the Rift Prime service, which was a progression server starting over from scratch, and every so often, they've put in new content, and they made it, whereas Rift is currently free to play, Rift Prime was a subscription-only service, and that's what made it different. It was like the game was when it started. It was a subscription service. Yes, they did. One of the changes they had was that there was still access to the cash shop, you know, the in-game store, but only with very limited options. You know, maybe some cosmetics. Anything like gear and whatnot was available through the game. You couldn't go and buy it. You had to go earn it. That really had a huge draw. And Rift Prime, from what I heard, was quite successful in that. Now, with the whole buyout thing we talked about last week, well, I don't know. But anyway, it was successful enough that we saw a clone appear just the other day, or as of the time we're recording this, coming up in a week or so. Standing Stone Games launched their own progression server. They're calling it a legendary Lord of the Rings Online server. It's only available to subscribers or VIPs. I happen to be a lifetime VIP. That was the best investment ever, I'm telling you. But that gives me access to it. And as of recording this, well, I haven't tried it out, but I'm sure by now I have. And what they're planning is, like with Rift Prime, a start over from the beginning. You only have access to the Shadows of Angmar content, which is fine. The level cap is 50. Again, fine. And every 4 months or so, they plan on dropping out another update, and then another update, and another update. You know, sometimes it'll be here. Like, the first update will probably be Mines of Moria, the first expansion. And then there'll be updates that follow that, you know, are upgrades to that and whatnot. But here's where it's different. While you're starting out in the, you know, you have the level cap of Shadows of Angmar, you only have access to the areas of Shadows of Angmar. They're letting you use the additional races that have been added to the game over time. Bjorlings and Half-Elves. Although Bjorlings is a class, technically, but it's a class that's only usable by Bjorlings, so it's a class and a race, whatever. But High Elves, if you bought access to High Elves with the Mordor expansion, well, you can use them here in Shadows of Angmar. It has all the modern systems, like the trait tree and whatnot. That's all from the modern game that wasn't in the original game. So it's like playing... Well, it's like re-rolling, basically, but limiting yourself only to level 50, basically turning off experience gain at level 50 and just doing that stuff. So you can't go and get your legendary weapons, or you can't do a lot of things, but you can sure grind on that Angmar content. So, like you said, it's why?
I don't know. I don't get it. I think it's a stupid idea, but oh well.
Well, I see it this way. Progression servers are great because they basically draw people back into doing subscriptions. All right? Now, I saw a use for free-to-play games, you know, MMOs going the free-to-play route years ago, especially those that really needed to survive. Great. That kept them afloat, and it still works. But there's your pay-to-win options and things like that that kind of become a problem. And, you know, there's more bad than good when it comes to free-to-play as a general rule. Subscription models, though, if your game is popular enough to keep up with it, to keep that viable, it has some great usages in that. Free-to-play games, they have to basically try and entice you with daily login bonuses and things like that to get you to keep coming in and keep playing. Well, subscription is its own enticement. It says, hey, you're paying $15 a month or whatever. Play me.
Yeah.
Or you're not getting the full value of your content. And if you show up, great. That's great for the game because even though you're there and you're using resources, your content for other players. The fact that you're there is one more body and makes the game feel a little bit more alive. And so the people that are willing to play are going to be more willing to continue playing because there's people to play with, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But if you don't show up, you're not using resources and you're paying $15 a month for nothing. You're basically donating money to the company. So either way, they win.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I want to encourage. I want to see more games go subscription. And even if they have to have in-game purchases to supplement that, I'm okay with that as long as they don't go pay to win. Don't, you know, make people freak out. You know, if they just have the ability to buy some cosmetics and things like that to supplement your subscription, good. And if that means having to open up a quasi-vanilla progression server along the way, okay, I'm good with that. I think that's actually kind of cool, because even better than just opening up a subscription-only server, a progression server gives it a sense that you have to play there a lot, because not only do you have to push yourself hard to get to level cap, you then have to push to enjoy all that content at level cap before they put out the first update, which you then push again to get up to cap and enjoy content. It makes you more willing to play the game a lot, which then makes it more popular and makes the idea that, hey, subscription games actually work, so that people start putting, companies, I should say, start putting out more subscription-only games.
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of subscription games.
Well, I get that. But I'm not a fan of pay to win either.
Neither am I. That's why I like the buy to play setup.
Sure.
With a little bit of a cash shop just for cosmetics and, you know, maybe some bonuses to like speed up your experience gain or your, you know, whatever.
I
have a problem with that.
I like to see cosmetics and convenience. An example being able to buy dyes for your armor.
Mm-hmm.
Different hairstyles, different clothing items that you can wear, like social clothing outside of your armor.
Right.
And
outfits.
A great example of a convenience item would be like in Lord of the Rings Online, you can buy... Because you have to switch, like with Guild Wars 2, you have to switch between your crafting tools. But you can also buy a single crafting tool that does everything. And you can only get it through loot boxes. Having someone craft one for you, although those are hard to come by, or buying one off the shop. And I know Guild Wars 2 does something similar. That's an example of convenience that works real well.
Oh yeah. Well, and they've added something to their harvesting tools.
Yeah.
Now all the harvesting tools have a place to put you can add a socket to them, or they have a socket added to them, so you can add so whenever you're like mining, every once in a while you get an extra of something else.
Oh neat.
Like on my mining tool, I've got like a tailoring one. So every so often I just get these random pieces of cloth.
Hmm.
And you can have for volatile magic, you can have them for, you know, so you're getting extra, you know, mining. So you might be mining on a silver node, and strangely enough, you're getting some copper, or you're getting some mithril or whatever. Huh. I know it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have
but
to.
For the farmer, they're like, ooh, having a fit over this. You wouldn't believe how quickly those things started selling after they did that. And if you want to change, you can buy all the different things you want and then just socket them in and out as you go.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm happy with it.
You see my point, though, is that that would be something that would be an example of stuff that could sell on a progression server cash shop without interfering with the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so I know it really wouldn't work in a game like Guild Wars 2, because Guild Wars 2, that why would you need a restart server?
You don't.
It just doesn't work.
Well, because there's no reason to revisit the old stuff, because the old stuff is still viable.
Right.
And it's not something that you haven't gone to in, 6 years.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, with the way scaling works in that game, you can mm-hmm. go back and play those levels and those zones without it being an issue.
Yep.
But for the more linear games, the World of Warcrafts, the EverQuests of the world, that sort of game, progression servers are a really nifty idea. And I think actually they can work alongside vanilla servers. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing... I know they probably don't want the upkeep on it, but if Standing Stone Games, if they were to go out and launch this, you know, like they supposedly did a couple days ago, as of you're listening to this, it's supposed to come out on the 6th, this legendary server, its progression server, it'd be great if they also did a nostalgia server that, even if it kept with the current mechanics, that's fine. I mean, the old mechanics would have been preferred, but whatever. If they just left it to where all you could do is Shadows of Angmar content, period, and let people enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then when they move on to Moria, maybe they drop in a server that only goes as far as Moria. If the fan base said, hey, we would like that. And even if the old, well, the people that were sticking with... Shadows of Angmar would probably not move over to Moria because that's the whole point of doing a vanilla server. But some people might like the game only through Moria. I can't blame them. That was some pretty freaking great content.
If you say so.
It was. Trust me. You've never seen Moria. It is the greatest dungeon zone that's ever been built in any MMO ever. It is... fantastic. Regardless, okay. I could see them, if there was the demand for it, opening up a new nostalgia server that was only through a certain level of content. I think they'd stop at Moria because, let's be honest, Mirkwood kind of sucked. And once you get into the whole, okay, up until, even if they went Mirkwood and Enidwaith, however you want to pronounce it, and stopped at Isengard and Dunland before Siege of Isengard. No one's going to want to play that. So anyway, point is, do a progression server and a nostalgia server at the same time. Let the people that want to just do the nostalgia stick with their nostalgia and leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah.
But I remember... Blizzard used to argue against nostalgia servers, against vanilla servers, because they said, well, you'd be developing two separate games. No, you would launch a vanilla server with the old rules and all that and leave it alone. It would be separate.
Yeah.
Maybe its own separate even launcher or place in the launcher like they do with Rift Prime. You have Rift, and then Rift Prime is separate entities. Why not do that? I assume WoW Classic will be a separate place on the Battle.net launcher.
Oh, more than likely, yeah.
So that whole thing of, oh, too difficult to develop for. Really? When Standing Stone Games can develop for the main game and develop for a progression server at the same time, I'm pretty sure Blizzard could do the same thing. Oh, wait, they have almost nobody playing for them, so they don't want to do anything that distracts from their game. Sorry, that was a bit of a rude smack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not even accurate. I mean, they just did, as of you guys hearing this, BlizzCon just occurred recently, and it's entirely possible that those rumors weren't factual, and they have millions and millions and millions of players, and, oh, the game's super healthy and all that, but...
I don't know. I hear people, oh, yeah, I'm like all excited about, you know, the new game and the new expansion's out. I'm going to play the hell out of that. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
They played what they wanted. They're done.
And the guy who's the new CEO or the new president of the company, I mean,
mm-hmm.
apparently doesn't like the idea of WoW Classic. He argued against it just a couple of years ago. So... I'm thinking their vanilla server's probably going to die on the vine, but hey, maybe I'm wrong. They said they were opening up people to try it out at BlizzCon, so we'll see.
Oh no, it could be there. It's just they're not going to put a whole lot of effort into keeping it functional.
Right. Well, like
because
I said,
he doesn't like it.
Once you launch a vanilla server, there's no need to do anything else with it. You just leave it alone.
Well, no, I mean like if something breaks.
True. But
they're not going to bother to fix it away.
If the patch is set at a specific point and you're not doing additional development for it and something breaks, they go, oh, hey, guys, we got to do a quick server upgrade. You may see some rollback. And then just put down a fresh copy of the patch. There you go. It's not broken anymore. It's back to the way it was. It's kind of like putting a fresh version of Windows on your laptop.
Hmm.
Not necessarily the greatest fix in the world, but hey, you guys asked for this. We gave you this. And now you get to live with this. Oh, wait, everybody's leaving? Oh, I guess that was a failed idea. We should shut that down. And then they sound like they were smart and resisted it all along because reasons.
Yeah, well, it's Blizzard.
Bitter, I guess.
I don't give two shits about Blizzard.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing I've seen that's worth a damn is their fucking Diablo series.
Hey, the main reason I have Battle.net on my computer is because that way I can play Diablo 3.
That's the only reason I have it.
I have Hearthstone installed as well. But I don't play it very often. Yeah, Diablo 3 I play every week or so. And that's a fun game.
It was so funny. As soon as they realized that I used to play WoW, it's just like everything, all conversation turned to WoW.
Yeah.
Are you sure? We can offer you these, and we can do this, and we can do this. No.
Yeah, they're basically giving away every expansion up to Battle of Azeroth right now.
Oh, and they were willing to give me a big discount on that, too.
Yeah.
And no, thank you.
It's sad. But they did it to themselves, and they should feel bad about themselves.
They should.
Yeah.
Because I was a casual player, and they didn't do anything to keep me interested in their game. So I was no longer interested in their game, and I left.
Yep.
Took my money and left.
But that's neither here nor there. So, I know you only play Guild Wars 2, but if there was a game that you used to enjoy, a more linear MMO that went to a progression server idea, would you play that?
Well, depends. Is it a where you're paying monthly, or is it buy-to-play?
As a general rule, we're talking, well, like I said, a linear formerly
subscription
games. So
no.
This would be a subscription.
Fuck no.
Not even to get the old feeling of, hey, this is like it was way back when. That doesn't appeal to you at all.
I have memories for that.
Sorry.
I have memories of when it was like that. I don't need to play it again and pay them more money for repeating the same stuff I've already done.
Hmm.
It's just not worth it. Like I said, you know, there is some allure to, you know, reminiscing, you know, about the old times that when you played it years ago, but it's not enough to pay a subscription for. Nope, they can kiss my ass.
No, see, I like the idea of a progression server.
Nope.
I would prefer a vanilla, but here's the thing. I played through that stuff like Lord of the Rings Online. I played it like I do now. I played solo at the time. But if we're talking about a progression server, let's say for World of Warcraft, if they started you up like it was in patch 1.02, where the game was when it first came out, and let you enjoy the original Azeroth, and then added in like a year later, added in Burning Crusade, and every year added in a next expansion, that would be fine. It would be fun to play that content over the rule sets as they adapted and changed over time. That sounds fun, except for one thing. You guys wouldn't be there.
Nope.
The vast majority of the fun I had in World of Warcraft was because I was playing with my friends and family in the various guilds we had.
Mm-hmm.
Doing raiding or doing PvP or whatever we were doing, my best memories every single one of them was running along with you guys.
Yeah.
As long if I don't have that, then why the fuck would I pay for that?
It just, I don't know. I guess I'm just too against subscription models.
Yeah.
They don't offer enough to make it worthwhile.
Well, here's a thought then. What if WoW did a progression server that also tossed in access to WoW Classic? You could play on the WoW Classic vanilla server and a progression server for your subscription.
But it's still the same boring stuff. There's nothing for my style of play.
Right.
So again, no thank you. Dailies suck. How many times do people have to tell you this before you actually get it? We want more than dailies. If that's all you're giving us, you're just saying, we don't care. Well, guess what? I don't care either, and I'm not coming back.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of the problem. Is that you got a bunch of people with rose-colored glasses looking at these games, thinking, oh, all the good times from 2004, 2007, or whenever it was, depending on whatever game. And they really want to go back to those days. And that's fine. But the old phrase, you can never go home again, kind of fits here. You may make new memories. You may have great times in these vanilla or progression servers, but it's not the same thing as going back to that old time when the content was brand new and you didn't know what was coming and it was all exploration and fun with the people you did it with then.
Mm-hmm.
You literally cannot replicate that.
Nope.
Whether they go back to the original rules or they throw in, like with Standing Stone Games, they use the new rules in the old setting. However they do it, it doesn't matter. You cannot replicate that old feeling the way it was. You may try, and it may seem like it's going to be fun, but in the end, you could have just re-rolled a character and had the same fun, at least when it comes to Lotro. I hate to bash on it, but, and I'm going to, I've already said, whether it comes out on the 6th or it gets delayed or whatever, I don't know. Either it's out or it's not. When that legendary server comes out, I'm going to level a character on it. I'm going to play on that progression server. And I plan to live stream it. So you'll see every bit of that content with that character. But on purpose, I'm going to be doing it differently. Because I'm going to be playing it with a high elf. Which is something that was not available back then. And I hate high elves. Well, I don't hate them. They just talk too much. I prefer hobbits. Hobbits are fun, but yeah. I'll probably make a high elf runekeeper. Because runekeeper was not a class that was available in Angmar. And this was not a race that was available in Angmar. But I'll level that up alongside and separately from my Hobbit Warden that I'm currently live streaming. Like, I'll do one session with one character and another session with the other. And just see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, and enjoy.
Yeah. I hope to. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting, at the very least. Or it absolutely won't. I'm not sure. Because part of the problem, part of the allure of these progression servers is that you get to end game, and now you're doing the end game that was there at that time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the end game in Angmar was basically raiding. They didn't have skirmishes. Sure, there was PvMP, you know, player versus monster player.
Right.
But there was, you know, you could do the high-end dungeons or the raids, or you could re-roll another character. Guess who re-rolled a lot of characters?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Right. Because there was, you couldn't even grind on your legendary weapons because they weren't a thing yet. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Anyway, we should probably tie this up. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, not really. Okay. I'm just just mark me as not a fan of subscription games.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they got to make their money somehow.
Understood. And I'm not saying they should stop making subscription games. I just don't intend to play them. I hope other people enjoy them thoroughly.
Oh, just face it, you're cheap.
No, I'm not. I spend a shit ton of money on the game that I enjoy.
I wonder if maybe for next week, maybe you should kind of add up how much you spend on the cash shop a month plus the cost you've put into the game in, you know, buying the game and the expansions. Divide it up over the month you've played and see how if it matches up with the subscription.
It probably comes out to about $10 a month, just doing a quick math in my head.
Yeah, quick and dirty. So you're still coming out ahead.
But, you know, that's just it. I've got most of the cool things from the cash shop that I want. Yeah, there's a lot of things in there that, you know, would be nice to have, but I'm not sure I'd actually use them. They keep giving us free skins and, you know, cool things.
Uh-huh.
But I've got the characters I have dressed the way I want them to be. I've got their hairstyles the way I want them to be, etc. So I'm just stockpiling all these extras in case I decide to make a change.
Right. Anyway, so that's about it.
Okay.
Until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.